I am a grateful believer in Jesus, finding victory over alcohol, and my name is Jeff. Yeah. Welcome, everyone. Whether it's your first time here, or you've been walking the road to recovery for a long time, we're just glad you're here. You're in the right place. So tonight, we are going to be focusing on the practical how-tos of Step 10. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. This step is grounded in the biblical truth of 1 Corinthians 10:12. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. As we work step 10, we begin the critical task of applying everything we discovered in the first 9 steps. We are learning to live humbly rather than retreating into denial. Having done our best to address our past, we're now looking forward. We have arrived at a very important question. How do we not only keep all that we have gained from working in the prior steps, but continue to grow in our recovery? Tonight, we focus on the practice of keeping a daily inventory. The discipline that protects our recovery, deepens our relationship with God, and keeps us walking in the light. And it doesn't feel like a CR lesson without an acrostic. And you might notice in your bulletins that there is no acrostic, so I'm going to borrow from the previous lesson that Jack taught on crossroads and use the acrostic for step 10, which is the word 10. Yeah. Because of acrostics. Yeah. So the first letter in the word 10 is for take time to do a daily inventory, which is what we're going to focus on tonight. Also, E, evaluate the good and bad parts of your day. So this is a critical piece of doing your daily inventory. And then lastly, N, for need to admit our wrongs promptly. Also, this is part of one of the 3 types of inventories that we're going to be talking about tonight. So first, to inventory something, as you may know, is to simply just count it. Businesses take inventory all the time. They count what's on the shelves, what's been sold, what needs restocking. Step 10 asks us to do the same thing with our lives. Principle 7 gives us the framework for how we are to go about this task. By reserving a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for our lives and to gain the power to follow His will. Reserve a daily time. That word is intentional. It means to set it apart, to protect it, to guard it. This isn't something that happens by accident. You have to decide to take the time, quiet time, to reflect and reset with God. In Principle 7, our goal is to grow daily in our relationships with Jesus and others. Instead of trying to control every person or situation or spinning out of control ourselves, we begin to exhibit true self-control. It's important to remember, however, what we are actually seeking, which is self under God's control. I'll say that again, self under God's control. When we do this faithfully, something beautiful happens. Our daily walks begin to line up with Jesus' great commandment. In Matthew 22:37-40, Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all soul and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." When you perform your daily inventory, ask yourself, did my actions today reflect the second commandment? Did I love others as I love myself? Living out this commandment has the power to transform both your character and your relationships. As we put these principles and commandments into motion, we become more like Christ. We move from just being hearers of the word to doers for Jesus' kingdom. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." It was interesting, this last Sunday at church, a bit of trivia was brought up that President Roosevelt was the only president that swore in the oath of office with his hand on an open Bible, and it was opened to this very verse. So restated, what the verse says is that our walk needs to match our talk. We may be the only Bible that someone ever sees or hears, so it's important that we live out what we believe. The Apostle Paul embodied this practice. He said in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, "Our very lives were further proof to you of the truth of our message." Basically, his life was a living testimony to the gospel, reflecting Jesus to the world. We're called to do the same. This level of integrity only happens when we spend consistent daily time doing the following. So first, completing an inventory with God. Second, reading the Bible to align our minds to his. And then third, praying to know his specific will for our lives. While step 10 doesn't specify a schedule for continuing to take a personal inventory, there are three ways to do this type of assessment that build on each other and help keep us on the road to recovery. They are ongoing, daily, and periodic inventories. So first, talking about an ongoing inventory. So an ongoing inventory is often called a spot check inventory. It's the practice of monitoring your spiritual and emotional temperature in real time throughout the day, and happens in the moment. Its purpose is to keep short accounts with yourself, others, and God, so that small resentments or slips in character don't snowball into larger issues or potentially lead to a relapse. The goal of an ongoing inventory is to move from mindlessly reacting to thoughtfully responding. Here's how it functions in a practical sense using a 4A approach. So the first A is for awareness. So you recognize that there's a shift in your mood, perhaps maybe a surge of anger or a wave of anxiety or a defensive thought. Then you have an assessment. You quickly ask yourself, what's the root of this? Am I being selfish? Am I acting out of fear? Or a lot of us in recovery are familiar with the HALT acronym, the hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Next comes an admission. Realize that you've been rude, dishonest, or fueled by an old habit, and you admit it immediately to yourself or to God. And to God. Bless you. And then lastly is action. If your behavior affected someone else, you offer a prompt apology or an amends in the moment. For many of us, prior to recovery, we had trouble admitting when we were wrong. We made excuses. We blamed others. We justified. We minimized. And our refusal to offer amends damaged our relationships, especially with our families or friends. But as we grow and mature in the Word and in recovery, we discover a fundamental truth. We have to own our mistakes and take responsibility for our own actions. So let me give you a personal example of how the four A's might look. So several months ago, my youngest daughter was talking about feeling stressed about having to find a dress for my eldest daughter's wedding, which is coming up in a couple weeks. I immediately was aware of a shift in my feelings, moving towards hurt and frustration. Rather than pausing to assess the root of these feelings before I responded, I reacted sarcastically by saying, "Well, at least you're invited." Recognizing what I had just done, I quickly admitted to myself and to God that I had been rude, and I had completely invalidated my daughter's feelings. I took action and immediately apologized for my comment and appropriately acknowledged the stress that she was under. In the past, many of us suppressed our feelings until they became unmanageable, leading us back to our hurts, hang-ups, and habits. The ongoing inventory acts as a pressure relief valve, and it also prevents stuffing or burying your emotions. By dealing with a conflict at 10 a.m. in the morning, you don't have to carry that resentment into your 6 p.m. dinner or while you're lying in bed trying to get to sleep. It also builds humility. Promptly admitting when you're wrong prevents pride from taking root and keeps you humble. Lastly, it strengthens relationships. It shows others that you are truly changing because they can see you catching your old behavior and correcting it in real time. A common tool for an ongoing inventory is a simple silent prayer when you feel yourself slipping. Something like, "God, I'm feeling X emotion right now because of X situation. Help me to see this through your eyes and respond with the self-control you provide." Catching these feelings as they are happening will help you respond appropriately rather than react irrationally, which means you can head off an amends before the need for one even is created. The next type of inventory is the daily inventory. So in recovery, the daily inventory is your end-of-day review. While the ongoing inventory is a quick spot check in the heat of the moment, the daily inventory is a deliberate, quiet time of reflection before you go to sleep. Think of it as a spiritual balance sheet. You're looking back over the past 24 hours to see where you thrived, where you stumbled, and where God's grace showed up. You can then confess your shortcomings to God and ask for the power to do better tomorrow. This allows you to close the book on the day so you don't carry emotional debt into the next morning. Many people use a journal or a specific set of questions to keep their eating reflection focused. So tonight, Jack handed out CR daily inventory notebooks to everyone. So hopefully you got one. In the notebook, you will find the following questions that can help guide your daily inventory. So the first one is, how am I feeling today? So you might say, I've been feeling happy, but you could also be feeling sad in the same day, and you can write about those in that line. What did I do right today? Pretty straightforward. What did I do wrong today? So how did I hurt someone maybe? Or what did I do that maybe wasn't in alignment with my recovery goals? Do I owe anyone an amends? Do I need to offer forgiveness to anyone? And then the next question, which is really important, if so, how will I do it? What are my prayer requests? What are you petitioning, asking God for? And then lastly, what is the next action I need to take in my recovery? So I'd like to challenge you all to use these journals that we provided here tonight for at least 1 week. See how you like it. See what God reveals to you through the process and what you learn about yourself. It's a low-level investment in yourself and your recovery that can pay huge dividends. So I started mine this last Sunday. I'm not a big journaler, and it's been interesting, I'll say that. And it's growing on me a little bit. But in that same vein, if you're like me and journaling's not your bag and a long list of questions isn't really for you, then you can also try a different approach. I'm calling it the 3 P's approach for praise, penitence, and petition. So first off, praise. So what's one thing that you're grateful for today? Penitence, where did you miss the mark or hurt someone? Petition, what do I need God's help with for tomorrow? These things, you can either write them down or just answer them in your head, but they're a great way to do the daily inventory. But here's something that's absolutely critical to keep in mind. Keep your inventory balanced. When you sit down to review your day, don't only focus on what went wrong. That's a trap that us fall into, especially those of us who spent years beating ourselves up while we were in active addiction or unhealthy patterns. Instead, take time to list the positives. The new healthy relationships you're building, the areas of your life you've been able to turn over to God, how your attitude has improved since you began recovery, the moments today where you responded differently than you would have a year ago. In recovery, stay positive, but be honest about the areas that still need work. This is where the light of God's truth does its best work. The daily inventory has the potential to be a game changer for you because it provides a level of consistency and retrospection that an ongoing or spot check inventory sometimes misses. So when you write things down daily, you start to see patterns. You might notice that I get angry every Thursday after a meeting with so-and-so. After CR, yeah. Hopefully not, right? Hopefully it's a good pattern you're noticing there. So this allows you to prepare for those triggers in advance and work on them with the help of Jesus and your sponsor. So it also forces you to look for wins. Early in recovery, we're often hard on ourselves. A daily inventory helps you see the progress you are actually making over time. By admitting your wrongs and promptly admitting them, even if it's just to God or in your journal for now, you clear your conscience. It can be hard to sleep with a heavy heart, and this practice can help ease some of that mental burden that might be keeping you awake at night. Similarly, this practice helps keep the amends you owe to a very short list. As you write down an issue, you can make a plan to promptly offer your amends. Then, after you make the amends, you can cross it off in your journal. The Bible gives us instructions on how to avoid the necessity of making amends in step 10. I suggest learning a few of these that will be up on the screen, and keep them in mind when you need them. There's a lot there. My encouragement for you, there's a song that I like right now called Still Waters, and in it, one of the lines is, write scripture on your heart for when you need it. And it's just important if you have scripture that that helps center you or calm you, that you can rely on in one of these moments. Step 10 really is like taking a physical inventory, looking at what's good, what's bad, what we need more of, or where we're falling short, what we need to get rid of, or where we're just holding too much. It said that what gets measured gets managed. If we don't reserve time to review what we're doing, we won't be able to actively and effectively make the necessary changes to improve ourselves. So the last type of inventory that we're going to be talking about tonight is the periodic inventory. If the ongoing inventory is a spot check and the daily inventory is a nightly review, then the periodic inventory is the deep clean of your recovery. In the context of Step 10 and Principle 7, a periodic inventory is a more formal, scheduled time, usually every quarter, every 6 months, or a year, where you step back from the daily grind and take a look at the big picture of your spiritual and emotional health. While the daily inventories help us catch small fires, a periodic inventory helps us identify the forest fires, the long-term patterns, stagnant growth, or deep-seated issues that we might be too busy to notice on any given day. A periodic inventory often feels like a condensed version of Step 4, a searching and fearless moral inventory. You might sit down for a few hours or even a full day of retreat to examine your resentments, fears, and successes. This prevents the dust of old habits from settling into cracks of your new life. Sometimes we can be so focused on not slipping that we forget to check if we're actually moving forward in our recovery. Just as a car needs an occasional tune-up beyond just putting gas in the tank, your soul needs a periodic check-in. This practice ensures that you're not just staying sober or staying clean, but that you're truly transforming into the person God intended you to be. Consider these questions for reflection. Am I more patient now than I was 6 months ago? Have I become complacent in my service to others? Is there a specific area of my life, finances, health, a certain relationship that I'm still trying to control? Again, the process is not all about uncovering flaws. A periodic inventory is a vital time to look back and say, look at how far God has brought me. It's also time to renew your commitment to the program and to following God's will. So here's how you might practically go about conducting a periodic inventory. So first is to set a date. Mark it on your calendar like a doctor's appointment at a frequency that works best for you. Next, get away. If possible, go to a park, a quiet library, or a church, somewhere that's quiet and you can minimize your distractions. Next, review your journals. So look back over those daily inventories that you took over the past few months. Do you see the same name or same struggle popping up over and over? If you don't take a journal, take time to mentally review since the last period that you conducted either your Step 4 inventory or a periodic inventory. And lastly, talk to your sponsor. So share your findings with the sponsor can provide an objective outside view to help you see things you might have missed. You don't have to do this step alone, and it's actually better if you don't. So in summary, taking an ongoing, a daily, and a periodic inventory will help us work Step 10 to the best of our abilities. With God's help, we can keep our side of the street clean. Remember, this isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about showing up every day, doing the work, and trusting that God is faithful to complete the good work he started in you. To close, I'd like to end with the key verse for this lesson, which is Mark 14:38. Watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus spoke this to his disciples when they were in the Garden of Gethsemane, just prior to his betrayal by Judas. He asked his most trusted followers to do just one simple thing for him, to stay and keep watch while he prayed. Instead, they fell asleep. Often we can start out with the best of intentions, but fall back into old patterns or succumb to the desires of the flesh. Your daily inventory is how you watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. Don't fall asleep in your recovery. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for giving me the tools to work my program and to live my life differently, centered in your will. Lord, help me to make my amends promptly and to ask for forgiveness. In all my relationships, help me to do my part in making them healthy and growing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.